Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Oh, my gosh. Folks, can we trust anybody with anything anymore? Anyone? Is there... Outside of this little Bongino army we build, right? Is anything or anyone out there legit anymore? I mean, the government, what the hell is going on with this Secret Service assassination case? Every day, there's some strange, odd twist. I'll bet at this point that even makes skeptics who are like, nah, the government's got good intentions. Even skeptics now have to be like, really? Did you hear this latest angle about the body being cremated of the killer in the case? You know, there's a murder scene there. Now, like, was there an investigation? Did anybody know about? Folks, this thing just keeps getting worse. And then a picture emerged. I'm going to get to that. This is just, forget about suspicious at this point. We're beyond suspicious. We're at the point, as I said, we're at the point of near criminal negligence. There's no other explanation. Hey, you've heard me rave about Beam's Dream Powder every week. Go get it. They're offering the largest discount at shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino. Big show for you today on Friday. They stirred the pot yesterday. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram or X or Truth. We were trending on Twitter. Gee sent it to me at night. I was in the sauna melting, trying to melt away all the stress from the day. And Gee's like, look, we're stirring up some shit again. Listen, it's not my job. My job is just to tell you the truth. I don't dislike anybody. It's not personal. I want Donald Trump to win, and there are people sabotaging it. It's that simple. Don't sabotage Trump from the inside, and everything will be okay. That's it. You can go watch the last 2 days' shows if you want to know what I mean. Hey, meet Lumen, one of the world's first handheld metabolic coaches. The device measures your metabolism through your breath. It's really cool. They sent me one. The app then lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and provides tailored guidance to enhance your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and stress management. This thing is awesome. Simply breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning. It's real simple. It'll analyze your metabolism, tell you whether you're burning fats or carbs. Based on these insights, Lumen provides a personalized nutrition plan for the day. You can also use Lumen before and after workouts and meals to get real-time updates on your body's metabolic rate, keeping you on top of your wellness game. I love life hacks. I've been using Lumen now for about 3 weeks. Total game changer. Helps me understand my metabolism better and make smarter choices daily. Optimal metabolic health can lead to easier weight management, improved energy levels, better fitness results, and better sleep. So if you want to take the next step in helping to improve your wellness, go to Lumen, Lumen.me/Bongino to get 15% off your Lumen. That's Lumen.me/Bongino for 15% off your purchase. Thanks, Lumen, for sponsoring the episode. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. They're not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Thanks, Lumen. All right, fellas, let's go. What the hell is up with this crazy banana story? Listen, I've already told you and gone into extensively how this Secret Service, the murder scene there in Butler County, Pennsylvania, was a total security debacle years in the making. You know, the IRA had this expression. They were trying to get Margaret Thatcher, and they almost got her with a bomb in a hotel plot once. Have you ever heard this? I've said it on the show before, so if you're a P1, you know. But the expression was this. You guys have to be lucky every day. We just have to be lucky once. Folks, the Secret Service has been lucky for a really long time. Now this tweet comes out, and I've told you that the people in charge now are not going to change anything because they were responsible for the security failures. The lack of an airborne security program, not proper vetting of agents, having people in charge of sites and security plans who don't know what they're doing, failure to secure an external perimeter, terrible security plan, the lack of an effective site security room and command post. All of this stuff was years in the making. I've told you this 1,000 times. Now we see this tweet that the body of the killer that day apparently has been cremated. And there's some confusion here as to what happened. So this is Kylie Jane Kramer on Twitter. You know, Rep. Clay Higgins, good guy. So he requested to examine the assassin's body. Fair enough, right? Matthew Crooks. He was told it was released to the family by the FBI. Nobody even knew the body was gone until August 5th, including the Butler County coroner, the law enforcement officer, and the Butler County sheriff. Crooks was cremated on July 23rd, just 10 days after the assassination attempt. All roads keep leading back to alphabet agencies being involved, she notes, and or covering up what happened in Butler, PA, when President Trump was shot. Folks, you know me. You can see right there the report. Let me explain, I don't jump to conclusions. Some people don't like that. That's okay. That's okay. I understand. I promise in the long run, you will respect me more when the truth comes out and we're right. And I'm not going to forfeit our batting average because I would rather be right than be first. However, this is odd. I'm starting to wonder if the official story we've been told about how Crooks was killed, I'm going to say he was shot. There's no doubt about that. But the order of how he was shot may matter here. We're going to just float that out there because I don't want to get ahead of the story without having facts. I'm just saying it's awfully odd in a case of such importance that there would be some rush somehow to cremate the body. I've no doubt he was taken out by law enforcement. What's the order of this thing? There's a couple of other questions I have here, too. You know Ana Paulina Luna? She's a congresswoman from Florida. Well, she obtained a photo taken by an individual at a rally in Pennsylvania. Not that picture, you slobs. Get your heads out of the gutter. A different photo. Here's Crooks walking around at the rally outside of the secure area. And now, granted, it's a very blurry picture. Tell me in the chat. Let's be a little interactive, folks, because the show's for the Bongino Army. What does that look like he's carrying over his right shoulder? Looks to me, ladies and gentlemen, like he has a long gun. A rifle. R-I-F-L-E. Folks, how is this site agent? Look at this. Thank you for zooming in. How is the site agent? Remember how the Secret Service works. Lead advance. You guys know. You know this chat. Can you feel me? The homework lesson. Who's in charge of the entire visit? The lead advance agent. Don't mess this up because the Secret Service will screw you up with all that and they'll send you the wrong people. The site agent is responsible for this site. They answer to the lead, but responsible for this site. How is this site agent still working protection? How do we know that? Ron Rowe, the acting director, told members of Congress under oath that not only is a site agent who somehow missed this, not only has that site agent not been fired, she's still working protection. Folks, how the hell do you miss this? What else could you possibly, what other indicator could you possibly need? He has a rangefinder. He's declared suspicious upwards of 90 minutes out. You've got a number of law enforcement officers noting he's making all kinds of furtive, trying to escape from police, trying to hide, being secretive motions, and he appears to be carrying a rifle. What the hell else could you possibly need? Folks, I'm sorry, but this site agent should not be working right now. I know there's procedures in the federal government. The site agent should be nowhere near protection. There is absolutely no way. In the 12 years I worked in the Secret Service, I can envision no scenario on planet Earth where if someone comes to me as a site agent and goes, here's a picture of a dude with what appears to be a long gun over his shoulder and a rangefinder where the President Trump is still walking out on stage. There's none. There's no scenario. Julie Kelly was on my friend Benny Johnson's show the other day. And she brings up another question here. Folks, listen, I don't trust anybody anymore. I'm sorry. Anyone in the chat? No, I'm serious, by the way. I'm not dicking around here. Chat folks, because I respect you guys more than anyone. Does anyone in the chat trust anything that comes out of government intel or the upper ranks of law enforcement like the FBI anymore? Some of you may. If you say, if why for a yes, just tell me why. Tell me why you do. Is there a case out there, the Fed surrection case, the January 6th pipe bomber, the Secret Service case, where you feel like you've been told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? I haven't. I'm sorry. I haven't. No. The answer is no. Chris, we're going to break the chat again. We're going to break the chat. Rumble had a great week. You guys got a Discord channel too? Look at it. It's going so fast. I can't even like X out of your thing. Here was Julie Kelly on with Benny Johnson. You don't find it weird that all this stuff is still missing? The January 6th texts, the phone records from the bomber, the night of January 6th that the FBI can't seem to find, and this guy's communications? This guy, Crooks, some 20-year-old supposed nobody. You actually believe this guy managed to... Do you remember that Batman movie with Anne Hathaway as the cat lady where she wants that program... and the program wipes you clean off the internet. You really believe this guy Crooks found this program and no one can find any communications anywhere? Like he was some kind of a Lex Luthor super genius? Here's Julie on Benny Johnson asking the exact question. I don't believe this at all. Not one bit. There's something going on here. This guy was working with someone. Check this out.
Of course, the same thing now with J6 and now the Thomas Crooks thing. How did this 20-year-old kid, and now they don't have any chat messages? They said he had an encrypted chat app, but, oh, we can't get into it. Baloney. I've seen this in J6. This is impossible. We're supposed to believe there is, Benny, there is no doubt in my mind that Thomas Crooks was in communications with probably an FBI informant, undercover agent, or an asset from another department, including DHS. He was training at a rifle range where DHS employees and other government employees train. It has all the hallmarks of another setup, but this time their target got away from them.
There's no one I respect more than Julie Kelly. There's a reason, folks. If you saw me writing with my pen, I didn't want to forget this thought. I'm not trying to be the jargon guy or let me tell you how many euphemisms and fancy insider words I know. Here's the difference between a lead advance and a site advance. That's not why I'm doing that. I'm telling you this because this is how the government, listen to me, listen, takes advantage of information asymmetries. The FBI and the Secret Service management will avoid disclosures if you don't get it exactly right, the question. So if you say to them, we need to talk to the lead advance agent, that's exactly who they're going to give you. They're not going to give you the site agent who is not the lead advance agent because they know you don't know the difference. Why does that matter here? Because the FBI, I guarantee you, is doing the same thing with the pipe bomber, the January 6th stuff, and potentially with this guy too. People say all the time, I hear it up in Congress, folks, listen to me. And it's your job now, Bongino Army, to correct people who do this on Twitter and elsewhere. I hear it up on the Hill all the time. They'll say, Director Ray, were there any FBI agents in the crowd in January 6th? Ladies and gentlemen, the answer may be no. What, Dan? What are you, crazy? You're falling for that? And I ain't falling for shit. The real question is, Director Ray, were there any FBI agents or assets in the crowd that day? That's not the same thing. Do you see how they take advantage? How under oath? Oh, no, no, there were no agents. I thought you meant off duty. I didn't. You meant working it? You see what they do? An FBI agent and an asset is completely different. Why am I bringing this up after the Julie Kelly tweet? That's kind of a random thought. No, it isn't. Folks, this Crooks thing stinks to the heavens, man. This has the stench of sulfur all over it. You can't find this guy's communications anywhere. He's managed to find the Catwoman freaking program to wipe himself off the internet. Bullshit. The question you should ask, and Congress people, you need to ask under oath, was Matthew Crooks working with any FBI agent, off duty, on duty, between duty, near duty, retired, not born yet? You get the point? Also, was Thomas Crooks working with FBI asset, confidential informant, a non-confidential informant, an informant who's confidential now but wasn't before, an informant who wants to be an informant but hasn't been approved yet? Do you see the games they play? We have to be just as slick as they are. Folks, the story of who this guy's working with is really, this book is not yet done. You know I don't jump to conclusions on this, folks. I never have, and I never will. Getting out ahead of stories is extremely destructive to my credibility and ours. But I'm not stupid either. And I'm not speculating by telling you this guy, they're trying to memory hole this guy. I would not be stunned at all if this guy had multiple contacts, whether at the shooting range Julie's talking about. He was shooting at a range used by a bunch of feds. And that's the reason all of a sudden nobody can find his communications, just like we can't find the January 6th text surrounding the pipe bombing incident from the Secret Service or the phone records from the alleged bomber the night before. Or the phone records from Andy Wasserman, remember him? And all the Spygate people, remember they wiped their phones? Crazy how all this stuff disappears. I'm going to leave this section here because I got a lot more to get to, including a warning about this election. Here's the question. Keep it real simple. Who the hell was Crooks working with? Who? Maybe he wasn't working with anybody. I doubt that. Who the hell was he working with? And why is everybody hiding it? Folks, it's getting weird, okay? Really weird. And I'm going to be the first one here to call this out. I've got people talking to me left and right. There is something going on here. Find me, whistleblowers. Find me. Folks, this election is it. Listen, I wrote it down right here. There you go. Election is it. Underline it right now. Tattoo it on your brain. This election is it. We can't lose. It's our last shot. The J6 thing, the pipe bomber, this thing, all this stuff going on, the Spygate stuff, it's all going to be memory hold. This evidence is going to disappear if we lose. This election is it. The technological tools to enforce and permanently tattoo on your skin a tyrannical authoritarian future we're never going to be able to escape from are here now. It's not a dystopian tomorrow. It's a dystopian today. AI, quantum computing, these people with facial recognition, retinal scanning, all of this stuff, the ability for these people to spy on you is absolutely technologically unprecedented. If we lose, we are in real trouble. I'm going to take a quick break. And on the other side is I want to play a clip from, you know, Valuetainment, Patrick, Bet, David, and that crew over there, good guys. Vincent over there brought this up the other day about the DDoS attack. The DDoS attack is a big deal. What does that have to do with the election and why you should be concerned? And I hate teases. Let me just get to it. And I'll play the clip afterwards. You really believe Elon Musk, who is one of the technological geniuses of our time, he's doing a Spaces on X with Donald Trump the other day. Most of you heard it. Meaning they had run all kinds of tests. You really believe Elon Musk, who was hit by a DDoS attack, he couldn't figure it out and the federal government has a solution on Election Day? Yeah, it's... You believe that? Federal government's figured it out. It's so smart. Sure. Good luck. Better vote now. No excuses. No excuses. And by the way, I'm already past my 10 people. For what? You're voting already? Yeah, Florida has a primary this week. I'm already past my 10 people. I lead from the front, not from the back. Hey, you've asked about MyPillow and MyPillow. Listen, they're finally bringing you the most requested offer ever. I got new MyPillows for the new crib. Slept there last night. It was pretty awesome. Get the queen-size premium MyPillow now for only $19.98. MyPillow's made with patented adjustable fill and adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Helps keep your neck aligned, holds its shape all night long, so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. Get their six-piece kitchen or bath towel sets, only $25. The brand-new mattress topper, only $69.98. And get their famous MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $25 and so much more. Go today, support Mike, MyPillow.com, or call 800-637-4982. Use promo code DAN to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including their premium queen-size MyPillow, only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. Don't delay. Order today. I want you guys to watch this. This is Vincent from Valuetainment. Really good dude. Met him in person when I did Patrick Bet David's podcast, okay? He's talking about the DDoS attack on Spaces. This is what's going to happen on election day if you don't bank your vote early. You are going to thank me that you voted when you show up and they go, the computers don't work. Listen to this first.
Last night, Elon had Donald Trump on the Spaces live event. It actually, dude, everybody in the world was going nuts. I think they broke the internet because there was a 45. How long, Rob? Was it 40 minutes delayed?
Yeah, they're about 40, 45 minutes delayed. And then he went on for a full 2 hours with Elon.
Unbelievable. And it was called the DDoS attack. And so for some of you guys that don't know, because there's still a lot, my sister was like, what happened? What, like, did somebody hack? And I go, and I had to explain to her that it's a cyber crime that involves flooding a server with internet traffic to prevent users from accessing online services and sites.
That is exactly what it is. A bunch of zombie computers get hijacked and they are given instructions to go attack a site. How do I know that? I'm an investor in Rumble. And folks, Rumble, we have some of the best technology in the world. And every single tech company on planet Earth, from Meta to X to Rumble, has been hit by these things. You have to, I'm not a huge tech guy and I'm not a poser, so I'm not going to pretend, but I've been told by smarter people than me on this, a lot smarter, right? Believe me, I know my limits. Hopefully one of the stupid smart people don't know their limits. However, you have to block all of the IPs as they come in and start to hit you. It takes a while to recover. That's why it took upwards of 40 minutes to get it going. It's not Elon's fault, folks. This stuff happens. So what I'm telling you is, Chris Pavlovsky, who's the smartest tech guy I know at Rumble, he's the CEO there. Elon was one of the smartest tech guys on planet Earth. Maybe smart, I just don't know him. I said smartest guy, right? You're telling me we get hit with these things occasionally, and it takes a good amount of savvy to stop it. And the federal government, they can't do anything right, on election day is going to be able to unscrew this thing in what? Half the time is Elon? So it took Elon 40 minutes. Remember we got hit at Rumble? What was it? Debate night or something? Was it debate? It took us about 15 minutes. Chris got it up pretty fast, but it happens. And you learn each time. You block the IP can't be used again, okay? Exactly. Technically, it's not even hard to explain. But you're telling me the government, you're going to be sitting on a line, is going to figure it out in less time than Chris and Elon. Folks, this is insane. Bank your vote today. I'm tying this back to the beginning. You want answers about the Trump assassination attempt, do you? You want answers about Spygate. Who gave the order? Who gave the order? What we know it was Obama, but we still don't have the email or the digital evidence. You want that? You want to find out who the pipe bomber was working for? This isn't like who shot JR questions at Dallas. These are existential questions. I might have aged myself a little bit there. But you get the point. You want answers? Bank your vote. I'm sorry, but in this election, if you're voting on election day, you're doing it wrong. I want to see it all fixed. I get you. I hear you. I'm with you. I want to see a national holiday, one day election day, voter ID, paper ballots. Get it? Got it? I am with you. Brothers and sisters, I'm with you. However, we don't have that now. We have a shit system now. And unfortunately, we've got to eat this sandwich. And we can't lose. This is no time to be making statements. It's time to win. And if I'm annoying you about this, then you might as well tune out because I'm not going to stop till election day. Bank your vote. Bank it early. And then check on it. Go to your county voter registrar and you'll just put whatever county you live in. And you'll see it right there. Put in usually your address or your name or whatever, and they'll say you voted. Just doesn't say who you voted for because they don't know that. Here's another reason we cannot lose. Listen, here you go. You say I don't mess with you. This is why you got to watch Rumble. The goosebumps are no joke. I get goosebumps. It's a dead indicator of my anxiety about a situation whenever the goosebumps pop out because that stuff passionately, it really means something to me. Folks, not only are we never going to get answers to these questions about the deep state and what they did to us if we lose, but as I told you before, I'm not sure you understand how powerful artificial intelligence is becoming right now, not tomorrow. If the left maintains control of our government and wins this election, we are dealing with commies. Kamala Harris released an economic plan today that is straight up communism. It's not even like filtered down communism. Price controls, government housing. It's actual communism, okay? They will take control of this artificial intelligence. And you will never, ever, ever again be able to find something online negative about Democrats, liberals, or anything. It'll all be sent to the Phantom Zone. I want you to watch this. I pulled this the other day, and I wish I had gotten to it. Well, I'm not a huge fan of this guy, but that's besides the point. This is Eric Schmidt, the old Google guy. He's talking about how powerful AI is right now, that you, every single person out there, will have an individual programmer in their pocket that'll work in microseconds. You want a new TikTok? Tell your AI, give me a new TikTok. Yeah, for me. And go steal all their data. No. It's not me saying it. This guy's like one of these big techie dudes who's admitting this thing is ridiculously powerful. Can you imagine this in the hands of the pro-terror insane left having programmers in their back pockets and a government backing them up? Listen to this.
So I'll give you an example. The government is in the process of trying to ban TikTok. We'll see if that actually happens. If TikTok is banned, here's what I propose each and every one of you do. Say to your LLM the following. Make me a copy of TikTok, steal all the users, steal all the music, put my preferences in it, produce this program in the next 30 seconds, release it, and in 1 hour, if it's not viral, do something different along the same lines. That's the command. Boom, 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 right? You understand how powerful that is. If you can go from arbitrary language to arbitrary digital command, which is essentially what Python in this scenario is, imagine that each and every human on the planet has their own programmer that actually does what they want, as opposed to the programmers that work for me who don't do what I ask, right?
You want that kind of power in the hands of Kamala Harris, who is an outright communist. She probably has a poster in her office of the hammer and sickle. Also, you want that power in the hands of these crazies? You think Kamala Harris is crazy? She is crazy. The left is even crazier than her. Did you hear them get heckled? Who's they? Biden and Harris. By who? Conservatives? No, not conservatives. By the left. Remember my cannibalism theory? That eventually they're going to go so crazy, the left, that when we ignore them, they're going to start eating each other, my cannibalism theory? Watch, this is just the other day in Maryland. This is them getting heckled by their own, the pro-terror crazies. Check this out. This is what? Folks, these people are nuts. You want the power. The power Eric Schmidt just described. It is here. It's not, again, tomorrow's dystopia. It's here. If we lose this election, I have said this at least 5 or 10 times now. The biggest threat moving forward is not that we're going to have to deal with communists in office. We've already dealt with communists in office, Obama and others. We've managed with a lot of damage to get through it. It's not going to be the same. They are going to have technological tools of subjugation. You are not going to be able to escape from. Even the Washington Post, Catherine Rampell, to the left of Lenin. This the Washington, not the Washington Times. The Washington Post today is calling out Kamala Harris for communist stuff. No, yes, this is a real headline. Quote, when your opponent calls you communist, maybe don't propose price controls. Listen to what, read the subheadline. It's hard to exaggerate how bad Kamala Harris's price gouging proposal is. This is the Washington Post. Folks, do you understand how bad the economic communist proposals she proposed this morning are? Well, I'm going to explain to you in a minute how stupid you have to be. I'm sorry to tell you this. I'm not running for office. I'm not trying to convince anybody anything. You want to vote for communism, you deserve everything you get. But if you're out there and you're just interested in history and you don't even like me, price controls are a communist principle staple that has led to the same four things every single time. Every single time. Quick break and I'll show you what I mean. We can't lose, kids. Hey, so John sent me a text yesterday. He was like, Dan, they were like just flying off the shelves. I said, what? He said, they're ready to drink, the coffee. I said, good, because it's awesome. You got to go buy this today, the new official drink at a Bongino Army. You see that? The cold brew latte. Skip the brew. Get the cold brew today. The stuff is amazing. I'm a huge fan of cold brew. I used to have to throw the ice in the coffee and wait and all of that stuff. Now I keep them in my fridge. Pop that baby open and take yourself a drink of that cold brew. Blackout Coffee, you know what they love too? They love America. And they also love premium grade coffee beans. That's how they make their coffee. So it doesn't taste like that woke crap mega corporation garbage brown water coffee. It's bold coffee, but it's not bitter. Why do I sound like I like this stuff so much? Because I do. Do me a favor, Bongino Army. Go. Get it today. Ships within 48 hours of roasting. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Get all their coffee. Get the cinnamon French toast. The espresso, but you got to try this. It's mandatory. Skip the brew. It is their ready to drink coffee, their cold brew latte. It is amazing. They're the real deal. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Stop supporting companies that hate you. You know, you got this whole crap with Dunkin' Donuts. They don't like right wing culture. Try Blackout Coffee. You know what? They don't like right wing. They love it. Blackout Coffee loves right-wing culture. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. He said, can we show them the script sometime? I think we should do that. And you should see how the script works and how I work. He said, thank you for following it. The overlap, yes. There were two words in the script I read. A Blackout Coffee. That is it. I don't need a script for them. Hey, today we welcome our newest sponsor to the show, Byrna. You know I love Byrna. Listen, when it comes to protecting your family, it's not just about having a firearm. Lethal force is the answer for every situation. Here's the deal. Imagine an imminent threat comes to you and your family, and you got to do something, right? Well, what if there was a way to defend yourself and de-escalate the situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? You got an option now. Had one of these for a while. Byrna, they have a non-lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. No need to go to deadly force right away. We just need protection to ensure we can defuse the situation, drive the threat away. I've trained with firearms for many years. Let me tell you, the pistol Byrna sent me, it's really easy to use and operate. If you don't own a firearm, it's a great option to have. Easy to learn. Made in America, legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and shipped right to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Dan now for an exclusive 10% discount for my listeners. That's BYRNA.com/Dan. Byrna.com/Dan. You won't regret it. Check it out. Thanks, Byrna. Okay, back to the show. Folks, put up the Washington Post thing again. When the Washington Post, who are communists themselves, are calling out Kamala Harris for communist-type proposals like price controls, you know you're in trouble. This is not a figurative thing. She is literally calling for price controls. I get it. I know. Chat, folks, is Bongino alive? Is he around? Is he here today? Yes, Bongino, if you're here, we've been missing you. As a serious poll, folks, I want you to think about it too. Don't respond right away. Do you like the economic segments or do you hate them? Yes, I like them. No, I don't. I really want to know your opinion because I don't do them often. But I'm going to explain to you, and you need, this is your job. Again, I'm sorry, I don't like to give orders because that's not my thing. I'm just part of the army here. I'm not the general. You need to show this to your kids. Because if you don't understand why what Kamala Harris is proposing, price controls, is really genuinely demonic, you have no business voting, okay? Quickly. Good, thank you. I'm going to keep it short. I promise I won't bore you. Price controls, meaning Kamala Harris is saying, and Democrats have done this forever because they're commies, we are going to tell companies, you can't charge more than this amount of money on your product. Now, in principle, if you're a freaking moron, you're like, hey, that's a great idea. Control those prices. The problem, dopey liberal a-holes, is the reason stuff is expensive is not because companies are greedy. It's because companies are being flooded with money printed by the federal government that keeps getting it from the Federal Reserve to chase their product. That's why, dipshits. No, Gee, stop. Dumb comment. Dumbass. Fired. Gee's like, wait, man, wasn't she like in charge for the last 4 years? No, she wasn't. It was the Biden Walls administration. Oh, no, it was Biden. Yeah, that's right. Here's what price controls do. When you try to artificially control a price, whatever. Here, my Bongino Report mug. I don't know. What's this mug cost? $8? Who the hell knows, right? Say it costs $6 to make. You'd like to charge $20, but you've got competitors selling mugs just like this for $8.10. So you have to remain competitive in the market. So shipping and everything, say you make a buck each mug, costs you $6 to make, dollar shipping, you charge $8, leaves you a dollar every mug. Let's say dopey Kamala Harris, who's never had a mother, and I can say that because she says that's her favorite word. I'm serious, did you see that? She says her favorite curse word is mother. Say you've never had a mother, like Kamala Harris, she's never had a real job. And you go, that's ridiculous. That mug only costs $6 to make. You can only cost six, charge $6. Dopey liberals are like, yeah, man, we got them. Greedy mug people. Dumb shits. Why are you so stupid? So now what happens to the mug company? Well, you get the four things that happen every time you try to control price. You get decreased supply. You get fewer mugs. Why? You think the mug company's going to sell a mug for $6 that costs $6 to make? So you get less of them, which has happened every freaking time in human history with price controls. That's why you have starvation in every communist country around the world that does price controls. Because nobody's going to produce something they can't make money on, you stupid... You also get another thing. You get increased demand. That's a problem because now you have more demand for fewer products. Why do you get more demand? Because people who couldn't afford the mug at $8 now say, wow, Kamala said they're six. Now I can buy one. No, you can't because there's no mugs. You also get quality problems because if the company's forced to stay in business selling the Bongino Report mug at $6, it's going to make a shitty mug because it's not going to use quality products that cost $6. It's going to use shitty products that cost $4. So you get shitty mugs and fewer of them. Sound familiar? Why do you think in the Soviet Union none of the cars worked? Because of price controls, morons on the left. You also get a fourth thing. You get black markets. Because rich people don't like buying shitty stuff. They want to buy good stuff. So they go and find a guy who makes the old Bongino Report mug and go, listen, can we do this deal on the side in cash? They'll figure out a way. Black markets thrive. Decreased supply, increased demand, quality problems, black markets. You want that? Vote Kamala Harris. Because that's exactly what you're going to get. Folks, these people are freaking demons. Wow, 99%. Really? Good. Thank you, because this stuff is important. This is what we're voting on. Now, Kamala Harris is going to try to tell you what Gee implied before, that she's had nothing to do with the Biden-Harris economic horror of the last 3.5 years. If you believe that again, you deserve everything you vote for, everything, including the poverty coming your way. You deserve it because you're stupid. Here's Joe Biden yesterday on the South Ground, short clip, telling Peter Ducey, oh, no, no, no. Kamala Harris, she was like knee deep in my economic stuff. There's no divorce here at all. Watch this.
How much does it bother you that Vice President Harris might soon, for political reasons, start to distance herself from your economic
She's not going to.
You don't think she's going to?
Mr. President.
There it is. And in case you think it's just Biden talking out of his caboose, here's a Fox News piece from just the other day, August 14. You know the Obama, like, right-hand woman, Susan Rice? Here, former Biden advisor Susan Rice says Kamala Harris has been an integral architect of the administration's agenda. I thought lefties out there are like, no, she doesn't have anything to do with it. There's Biden saying it. You got Kamala bragging about Bidenomics. We played that clip over and over. You got Susan Rice. Obama's like, I mean, you want to talk about right-hand man, Susan Rice, right there, saying, oh, no, Kamala Harris was the architect of this thing. Listen to me. You want more of this? You want communist price controls? You want inflation? You want real wages going down? You want crap jobs? You want an open border? Vote for Kamala Harris. I'm not kidding. She's for you. You are going to get nothing and none of that out of Donald Trump. They're hiding her, by the way. This is, and if you don't think this can be an effective scheme, that's why I tell you, you got to bring 10 people to vote. You're crazy. How bad does it have to be the hiding of Kamala Harris? She's like a ninja. No one can find her. She does the teleprompter. She disappears. She even lost the press pool the other day. How bad does it have to be when Acosta, can you imagine this? Jim Acosta. Yes, that guy. He's still alive. He is, pulse check, mirror, here, mirror under the nose. Yes, there's fog. Jim Acosta is still alive. Even Acosta is saying to one of Kamala Harris's, you know, talking head guys, hey, man, is this lady ever going to do an interview? The answer is probably not. Watch this.
I don't want to, you know, belabor this, but one interview before the end of the month. I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, can you commit to a press conference before the end of the month?
We will commit to directly engage with the voters that are actually going to decide this election. And that is going to be complete with rallies, with sit-down interviews, with press conferences, with all the digital assets that we have at our disposal.
They still haven't done it because they're terrified of people like even the Washington Post. I can't believe I'm saying this, that Catherine Rampell of the Washington Post is starting to call out the communist principles of the Biden-Harris regime. Acosta and everyone else, even they're starting to ask questions. How do you think, by the way, this sounds to America? This has got to be one of the biggest kick in the balls clips you're going to see in a long time. Here's Joe Biden the other day screaming and yelling again like a lunatic, probably sundowning. Who the hell knows what this guy's doing anymore? His brain is obviously not functioning in any kind of straight cognitive capacity. Here he is screaming how he beat inflation. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw an analogy on Twitter the other day. Inflation has not been whipped, has not been beaten. It is horrendous. 2.9% on top of 9%, 6% is awful. Just because you gained 50 pounds and then 25 and then 10 and then 7 does not mean you're lighter than when you started putting on weight. Prices have never gone down. They are up dramatically since President Biden took office with his vice president, Kamala Harris. But don't worry. He's yelling at you now if you think inflation is bad, saying, hey, you're a moron. We beat inflation. No, you doubt me here. Listen to him say, yeah, listen to him scream.
Yes, yes, yes. I told you we're going to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working. Start writing that way, okay?
Policies are working, folks. It's a really soft landing. Go out to try to buy some bacon and eggs, some gas. Try to get your kids' notebooks for school. It's back to school time. I don't know if you noticed that. A lot of you liberals out there, did you know that? It's back to school time. You go shopping for sneakers, school uniforms, backpacks, pens, pencils, markers. You go shopping for that? Folks in the chat, any of those prices down from when Biden took office? No. No, they're not. I promised I wouldn't do too much economics. I did the price controls thing. Don't forget the four things. You understand? Price controls, the same four things every time. This is a lesson of the day. Decrease supply, increase demand, black markets, quality problems. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. But I want you to understand this too. There is a difference between real and nominal wages. Nominal wages, in other words, the number you get paid, whatever it is, $1,126 a week, doesn't mean anything. What matters are real wages. In other words, what that money buys. Folks, if I drop you on an island with $1 million in cash in a suitcase, an island that's unoccupied, how valuable is that $1 million? Anyone? It's only valuable as Fire Tinder. There's nothing to buy. That's a dramatic example, but that's the difference between real purchasing power and a number. Your real wages, in other words, what you can buy under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, your buying power is down dramatically. It was up at the end of Donald Trump's 4 years. That is one of the only numbers that should matter. What can you actually buy, man? You know, the last few days we covered where the attacks on J.D. Vance are coming from. They're disgusting. And they're not coming from actual voters who, the more they see of J.D. Vance, the more they love him. Folks, I got no dog in the fight, okay? I am not being paid to lobby for or against J.D. Vance at all by anyone. I have no dog in this fight at all. I simply like candidates who can articulate a good, solid conservative vision, even though I don't agree with them on everything. And he's one of them. Here's JD the other day. This is a great answer. This is a tutorial for every activist, candidate, or soon-to-be candidate, or thinking about becoming a candidate as a conservative for office. This is how you deal with left-wing media morons, okay? He's given a speech yesterday. I'll get to the question from the media person in a second. This is a great answer. Kamala Harris is talking about how on day one, she's going to fix the economy she destroyed. Day one was 4 years ago. What is she talking about? Watch this.
Now, I was listening to Kamala Harris give a rally recently because she doesn't talk to the media. She just talks behind a teleprompter. We're going to take some questions from the media after this, as a matter of fact. But she said she's going to tackle the affordability crisis affecting American families on day one. Think about that. Kamala, day one was January of 2021. Day one was 4 years ago.
Why is he not afraid of the media? Why? Because he's a smart, smart person. He understands the limits of his own knowledge. He's not cocky. He's not arrogant. And he's happy to do a back and forth and tell you where he stands. Unlike Kamala Harris, who's a straight up communist and pretends she's not. And because she's trying to pretend she's not, she can't answer questions about being a communist, even from the Washington Post. Some smart-ass reporter. Because again, JD just takes questions. Hey, you got a question? Whatever. Yeah, go. Not Kamala. Not Tampon Tim. By the way, did you see President Trump? Did you guys see the presser yesterday? President Trump bringing up the tampon saying, yes, look at what we created. Bongino Army. And by the way, special shout out to Cat Turd as well. Our man Cat Turd, his army too. We can't disrespect. Big hat tip to Cat Turd too. Do you see what we did? President Trump yesterday bringing up the tampons thing. People were like, they're hearing that for the first time. Wait, there he is. He's making an appearance on the show. If you're listening on Apple and Spotify, you must watch this. There he is, holding it up like a lightning bolt from Zeus. Tampon Tim, king of the tampon in the men's room. There he is. Look. And what we have created at the Bongino Army. Listen to the radio show, you'll get that. This is how it's done. Here's J.D. Vance asked another dumb question by some dumbass reporter. And watch him just wreck and kneecap these people. This is glorious to watch. Check this out.
Sir.
New York Times, I wanted to ask you about the latest economic news from this morning, with inflation now being under 3%, the lowest rate since mid-2021. What is your sort of reaction to that news?
Well, I think the crowd reaction says it all. Look, when they say that inflation is down, they mean from a baseline where groceries are already 30% more expensive than they were when Donald Trump was president. And they're not saying it's coming down. They're just saying it's not going up as fast as it was 3 years ago. That is not a reputation or a record to brag on. That's a record to be ashamed of.
Now you see why I brought up the difference between nominal and real. JD understands this, folks. Listen, I'm not lobbying to have coffee with the guy. He understands this. We need people who can talk conservatism. What he's saying is true. The New York Times guy is too stupid. Well, it's come down to 2.9%. Nothing's come down. prices are still going up at 2.9% after they went up by 6, 5, 4, 9, 2.6. Nothing's come down. You didn't lose weight if you only gained 20 pounds this month and 60 last month. The rate of change, which is what JD's talking about there, the rate of change of you gaining weight went down. You did not lose weight. Prices have not come down. If any one of your liberal dipshit friends says to you, well, prices are coming down, say where? What's coming? Rent? No. Food? No. Energy? No. Services? No. Hardware? No. Software? Nothing's coming down. The rate of change of it going up is slowed down. That's not a badge of honor. This is why we need more of this. We need people who can handle the media like this. And I thought Trump's press conference yesterday was a lot better. I thought he stayed right on target. I don't know if you guys saw it yesterday, but bringing out all the food items, the coffee, the cereals, you see him giving a Cheerios shout out there, whatever. That was beautiful because that's the kind of stuff people eat and drink every day. He's not sitting out there like Kamala Harris with their caviar crowd and Tim Walz. I want to show you something else, too. One of the reasons, all right, you ready for this? I should have started with this because this is probably the most important part of the show. But I want you to think about something. I don't like labels, okay, for people. I don't, because they're thrown around too often. You know, we hear it all the time. Like the left does it. You guys are fascists, and you know, identity politics people. You guys are racist. But you know, people on our side do it too. Like, oh, the guy's a neocon. Well, some people are, but the term's thrown around way too often. It loses its meaning if everybody is something. You understand what I'm saying? However, because I'm giving you both sides of this argument. Ladies and gentlemen, the allegations made against some traditional neoconservative politicians, bureaucrats, and thinkers that there's not a war they won't start, sadly, is not inaccurate. There is a lot of profit and influence to be made in war. There is. And the saddest part about it is that most of the people sending these young men and women, these heroes, over to war in the combat zones, it's not even their kids. You know, there's that old Spartan line, right? About, and Nassim Taleb wrote about it in his book, Skin in the Game, where he says, your shield, come back with it or on it. The Spartans, if you were a coward and you ran, you would dump your shield because it was too heavy. So if you came back without your shield, they'd probably kill you themselves. So he said, come back with your shield or on it. If you came back on it, you were dead. What they're trying to talk about is skin in the game, okay? Folks, a lot of these people don't have the skin in the game. The last 2 days, what I was talking about, exposing these people who are attacking J.D. Vance, one of the most powerful lobbies around the world, not just in the United States, people who are paying money to other people, in other words, to get stuff done. A pays B to out lobby for C, is to finance a global war machine because there's money in it. I don't even mean that the war machine part is necessarily a negative. We need weapons and combat troops with the best technology. But what we don't need are people making decisions not based on the security interests of the United States, but on the money interests of their wallet. You got all that? I want to play this clip for you of Donald Trump from a while ago. And now you'll see why a ticket of him and J.D. Vance, who are very, very skeptical, both of them, of the war machine, how NATO's been working, and everything else. They are an existential threat to the global war machine people who make money. That's why they wanted someone different on his ticket, Rubio and others. They are terrified of this ticket because Trump sees things like a spreadsheet. He doesn't buy into all the hype. This is a clip from him a couple years ago, caught on a cell phone, talking about the evacuation of Afghanistan by Biden and all leaving all the equipment behind. And just listen to him talk and tell me this isn't just a rational, normal person talking. Check this out.
You got a $50 million airplane. You got a $29 million gorgeous helicopter. We had every type of helicopter, many of them brand new, literally out of the box. $70 million pledge. You mean you think it's cheaper to leave it there so they can have it than it is to fill it up with a half a tank of gas and fly it into Pakistan or fly it back to our country? You think, yes, sir, we think it's cheaper, sir. That's when I realized he was a fucking idiot.
You got me? I should have brought this up in the beginning of the show. I'm sorry. I hope you guys didn't leave. I know you guys got things to do. You see now why Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who are skeptical of this profit-making war machine, you see why they're such a threat? You see why I'm telling you to vote early now? You think these people who are making trillions over decades off of this, you think they're going to give up easy? You don't think they have the capacity to take out in a DDoS election systems on election day? That's what they're afraid of. Folks, thanks so much for a great week, man. We blew it up. Small favor to ask you again. I try not to ask too much. Please follow our show. None of this costs you a dime at all. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Please go there today after the show. I'd really appreciate it. Give us a follow. Hit that follow button. Also, follow us, most importantly, on Rumble. It's my favorite platform, free speech platform. Rumble Premium, if you don't want to see the ad, subscribe. It's really cost-effective. Really appreciate that, Rumble Premium. If you want to watch us for free, rumble.com/Bongino or download the Rumble app. Join us every day for the live stream at 11 a.m. See you here on Rumble, the radio show, in a few minutes. And back here, 11 a.m. on Monday. Thanks for tuning in.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.